what does it mean to for one?
Well, they spell it out T-U-F-A-W-O-N. Two for one is, it basically means two for one, and it represents my mixed heritage. I am indigenous, like I'm Mdewakanton Dakota, and I'm also Puerto Rican with indigenous roots on my Puerto Rican side as well, the Taino indigenous roots, yes.
Okay, so you're indigenous finally. Okay.
Yes.
So what could you explain us about your fight? What's going on now?
Currently, the fight is with the No DAPL. I was a part of the No DAPL resistance camp and the movement to stop the Dakota Access Pipeline. And currently, the Dakota Access Pipeline is fully operational and there is oil flowing through it. Right now, what my hope is that something goes wrong with the pipeline, and that the pipeline stops, the pipeline operation stops. And also we are moving forward in our divestment campaign to pressure banks that fund fossil fuel projects like the Dakota Access Pipeline. We are pressuring them to divest their money, because what's going on is that they are directly funding environmental racism, environmental genocide, the desecration of our lands and our sacred sites. And we've been dealing with this as indigenous people for 500 years. And right now it's time to take a stand. We're not gonna sit around and put up with the same oppression that we've been facing for 500 years. We are here to be warriors. We are here to protect Mother Earth, to protect the sacred water, and continue on with our fight, as well as other pipeline projects that that are similar, like Kinder Morgan, for example. What we want to do with our movement is to make the connection between Europe and Turtle Island, where we're from. The funding of pipeline projects happens through many different types of banks, and many of them are European banks. So I think it's really important that as indigenous people, we come to Europe and tell these banks to remove their money from fossil fuel projects, give our testimony, publicly shame these banks, and demand that they stop funding future pipeline projects as well. Why? Because not only does it affect the water, the banks that fund the Dakota Access Pipeline, that oil that's being extracted could potentially spill, and that is a threat to the ecosystem in the area of the Missouri River in North Dakota and other parts. And it also threatens the drinking water. I mean, mainly it threatens the drinking water of, first, the people of Standing Rock. They are affected by it first if there is an oil spill. But also, Standing Rock is just over 8,000 people in total population. 18 million people depend on the Missouri River for drinking water. So pipelines like the Dakota Access Pipeline are directly threatening the drinking water, the local ecosystems, and what I want to do is make the connection to Europe. How does this pipeline connect to Europe? Well, extracting oil from the Bakken oil fields, that oil will be shipped out. When that oil is shipped out, it's going to be burned. When it's burned, it's going to contribute to more CO2 emissions in the world. That's going to heat up the world even more, contributing to climate change. And that is going to speed up the process of melting the polar ice caps. And then the sea levels will continue to rise, which affect European coastlines as well. So this issue is not only an indigenous fight, it's not only a fight for the environment, but it's also a worldwide fight, and I want to make sure that message is clear with the people here in Europe.
Do you know that even now you're here in Bologna for G7 of the environment?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you know that even in Italy there are some groups, organizing groups against, like NOTAP, for example.
Yes.
NOTAP. Mm-hmm. What do you think about the thing that could be a kind of link? We can keep in touch between this kind of two battles.
Absolutely. The NOTAP struggle is, this movement is something that I learned about coming to Europe, and I think it's really important that any type of project that extracts oil or gas or natural resources from the earth and contributes to climate change, any of these movements we need to be educating each other about, and we need to stand in solidarity together, because although I wouldn't say our fights are different necessarily, I would say our fights are unique in the sense that they affect specific regions, and it affects specific cultures who are directly impacted by it right away. But also, I think there's a level of unity and solidarity that we need to continue to move forward with, because in the end, we are all fighting for the same thing. We are fighting for Mother Earth. We are fighting to stop the extraction and make a just transition to green energy and renewable energy and clean energy.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And your name is, one more time, it's...